The Educators.
KCLR.
Taking a look into the alternatives to mainstream schooling.
I think Scouts is a good opportunity to be getting outdoors and stuff.
We're always active.
They teach you about lots of different things.
My name is Ali, and I like Scouts because it's fun. We get to do loads of stuff in it, like go on hikes, play games, learn how to make stuff.
In towns and villages across Ireland, being in the Scouts is really important for young boys and girls, allowing them make new friends and learn new things. But scouting itself isn't a new phenomenon.
I suppose it started in England with Baden-Powell. He was in the British Army and he had written books scouting, and I suppose young boys like the girls here and that had started to use the stuff that was in it. In 1908 he went on a camp to Brownsea Island, and from that the whole scouting started. And I suppose the political setup at the time with the British Empire and that, like, it spread very quickly all over the world, and it came to Ireland in 1908. And in 1927, Catholic Boy Scouts started up. So you had the two associations in Ireland. You had a Scout Association and you had a Catholic Boy Scouts. But in 2004, the two amalgamated as Scouting Ireland. It's in every country in the world except the communist countries. There's 45,000 Scouts in Ireland, between adults and youth members. We're the biggest youth association in Ireland. It's only when you go to a World Jamboree, that you see the scale that's there.
Kevin Murphy is assistant club leader with the 5th Carlow Town Group.
I joined here in 1967 and I'm still here.
And he's provincial commissioner for the South East.
It's mostly support for the counties.
Kevin is with Mark.
My name's Mark Snead. I'm the Carlow Kilkenny CTC, which is the county training coordinator.
And I join both of them at the Scouts Den in Carlow. As leaders, it is their role to encourage the children to learn by doing.
Yeah, learning by doing, yeah, it's a big thing. I believe it's been taken up by schools now, but Scouting Ireland had it first. What was that thing, Kevin? If I hear it, I forget it. If I see it, I may remember it. If I do it, I'll know it. And that's the big thing with Scouting Ireland now at the moment. Well, always has been the big thing with Scouting Ireland, is to do it, learn by doing. And that's what we have to get across as trainers to the other adult leaders, that they have to allow the youth to do the task rather than just being shown, that they have to learn to pitch their own tents, lay their own sleeping bags out, pack the right gear for a camp. Because if they go on a camp and lift the wrong gear, they'll only make the mistake once normally, because the following camp, they have the right gear.
It's a warm summer's evening and the cubs from Kells 6th Kilkenny Scouts Club have met going a hike alongside the River Nore.
So we're going down on the Lachlan Walk down here, okay? As usual, what's our number one priority?
Safety.
Francis Denny is the Cub section leader.
Scouting is about adventure, I think, it's a way of just getting the kids into doing something a little bit different. The whole philosophy and the ethos of scouting is to develop the young people according to our spices, which is social, physical, intellectual, character, emotional and spiritual. So this obviously is a physical activity, so that's, and many of the activities that we do would be physical. It's a social activity because they're all out there talking together, they're having a bit of fun in that. If it's a very long and difficult hike, for example, that's going to be character building for them. If we're out in nature, and that is going to be a spiritual element to that for them as well. So, you can bring all of the spices into many of the activities,
Francis was in the Scouts as a young boy and became involved in the Scouts again as a means of re-engaging with his local community.
It gets you, it gets you outdoors. The kids are great fun, social interaction with the other adult members and stuff like that as well. And it's a great challenge because, there's loads of stuff to learn all the time. All the skills that we need to try and pass on to the children, we have to learn those skills as well. There's a progression for adults. And there's a full training programme.
Scout leader training is comprehensive and thorough, and it's Mark's area of expertise.
You have to do a stage one, which is just an introduction to scouting, so they get to know what they're getting into, because it's not an hour a week, as people keep saying. It's only an hour a week if you help out. And then you go on to stage two, which is the child protection day. That's a full day, and that's where you learn about what you can do, what you can't do, and you have to have stage one and two before you can actually interact with any children. And then you have to be guard vetted also. And then you go on to stage three, which is to learn to program. So you would learn the Beaver programme. They work in lodges, which is groups of maybe 4 to 6 kids, and you would have so many lodges per group. Then the Cubs work in their sixes. They have a sixer who's in charge of their six. Then you have the Scouts, which are patrols, isn't it, Kevin? They work in patrols. And it's the same thing. There's always a small group because you find it easier, and that's what we teach as well, that it's easier to teach them in a small group, and they learn by doing rather than just being told like they would in school.
You give them the confidence, give them the encouragement, you show them, and then you guide them into doing it themselves. And yeah, so for leaders and for scouters at every level, it's all about learning by doing, practical application of whatever you've been taught, you know. Mm. So even when we go on camping with Cubs, the kids are involved in all of that preparation. The leaders aren't there to work for them. We're there to work together with each other. So they're learning all the time, and without even realising it most of the time.
Angela Mahan is Cub leader with the 4th Carlow Loughlin Bridge, and she became involved in the Scouts through her daughter Eve.
If you ask Eve what her favourite thing about Scouts is.
Who loves campfires.
Floors, marshmallows.
I'm Eve and I am 9 years old and I'm going to 4th Carlow Loughlin Bridge.
Eve tells us first what we need to make a fire and secondly how we go about making it.
So it's fuel, air and a spark. So the fuel is something to keep it going. Air is because you need oxygen. And then a spark is to actually light the fire. You need to make like a kind of like a base sort of where you're going to put it. And you need to try get sticks with no bark is best. And you kind of try and make them in like a pyramid kind of a shape because fire like climbs when you light it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get sticky marshmallows.
Yeah. It's kind of good that you, like once after all the hard work of making the campfire, you get something nice at the end. So that's good. And one day
my boss came up to me. Yeah, okay. She said, Joe. Listen up for a second, okay? Now, most people are going on camp next weekend, yeah?
The Kells group are going to attend a big camp meeting the following weekend.
Rules on camp, right? Same as they were at our last camp last weekend.
In preparation for this big camp, the Kells Cubs recently went to Portlaoise for the weekend. It was an eventful time for some of them.
About 2 weeks ago, we went on a camp in Portlaoise for 2 nights.
And what was the weather like in Portlaoise?
One of the days it was raining and the other day was sunny.
And did you enjoy that a lot?
Yeah, I enjoyed some of it.
Only some of it?
Yeah, because we got sick, we had to clean the toilets.
We may have woke up at 4 o'clock. And we woke up
at 6.
Well, somebody woke us up and we got the blame.
We got the blame, so we had to clean the toilets.
Oh no.
First of all, we mopped when the floor was still dirty, so then two of the older ones came in and they were telling us how we done it all wrong, so we had to roll over again. And then Francis came in and he was saying, now, like, it's not really any use that we clean the toilets because they were just messy all again after we'd done it.
And another thing we'd done is the leaders got us up at 6 o'clock to go on a hike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Were you wrecked?
Well, we weren't so pleased because we kind of were a bit annoyed because that was the night we actually slept. And I was actually enjoying my sleep. But
so were you wrecked then after it all? Were you tired?
Yeah, I went to bed when I got home.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you're looking forward to the next one anyway, though.
I won't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That, I suppose, would be called character building in the Spices. Or even spiritual, perhaps. What's nice about the Scouts too is that the children are included in all aspects of decision making and plans for the activities they will do over the coming year.
Like, when you sit down with the Beavers and you would have what's called a log chew. And they would say, what we want to do is we want to do a hike, we want to do a camp. Say if it was a hike, actually, be easier. If they're going to do a hike up Mount Leinster, which is a good few kilometres up and it's fairly steep, you would start off with a smaller hill and do another little bigger hill, and you teach them about their day bags and what equipment, what footwear, and you teach them how to do it. And then on the 8th week or so, you actually do the you do the task, what they decided they wanted to do. So you've trained them all the way up to do this one task, and then when they come back, then they review it, because we do a system called plan, do, review. So you plan the hike, you do the hike, and then you review it when you come back. And then going forward from that, then you would have another plan a meeting with the log chew again, and they would come up with the next thing they want to learn. Now you have to scale them back a bit. One of our guys wanted to go to Beirut on a camp. He was 7 years old. So you have to scale it back a bit. And you put teams on things as well. Like the camp we're doing in Port Lick is a space-themed camp, because that's what the youth came up with. We've done pirate camps. We've done superhero camps. In Tulla, we're actually doing a fancy dress superhero walk. You know, just to keep it interesting for them. And it all comes into the symbolic framework that the Scout in Ireland use as well.
A part of that symbolic framework is the concept that the members are all on a journey, and this stimulates the imagination and gives purpose to activities.
The beavers are on a journey, cubs are on a journey, scouts are on a journey, and the beaver one is kind of based on crannogs and, you know, little areas, whereas the cub one is kind of based on lands, and there can be Romans and Egyptians and all of this sort of stuff. And all the lands are based on one of the spices. So if they're in the, say, the Celts is the social one, whereas the Wild West is the spiritual one with, you know, the totem poles and all of that.
The most recent one we did was the land of the Celts. So we were looking at a lot of our own heritage. The Sixers became chieftains, and we played some games with animals where someone was responsible for cows, someone else was responsible for sheep, and we literally brought in little plastic animals so that they could teach about bartering. And we did some storytelling around the fire that time. We attempted a Fulloch Fia, but that was disastrous.
My name's Bella, and I'm a beaver. I'm 8, and in Beavers we do lots of cooking, and we do knots, and we learn about safety rules and everything we need to know for surviving, and we go hiking.
Are you a beaver?
Yes.
Oh, and you're keeping up with all the cubs?
Yeah.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes. And I was also proud that I made my communion a few weeks ago.
What was your dress like?
I wonder what sort of outfit beavers wear.
If you want to join beavers, you get the jumper. But then when you're nearly finished or halfway through your first year in beavers, then you get your scarf. So like if you're on a trip and you get lost, then you can show it to someone, and then they'll know that you're the Killed Scout group. So it's good to have your scarf when you're on a fun day.
Scarves are very multifunctional.
Your scarf and woggle, the reason we have them is your scarf can actually be used as a sling. So they showed us how to make that.
Meanwhile, back to the Kell Scouts as they take their walk along the river.
Don't go firing it around as you're walking back. Right?
Leave no trace is one of the taglines of the Scouts and is delivered through the Scouting One programme.
The whole idea with the new programme that was developed a number of years ago, called the One programme, every child follows exactly the same programme from the time they enter the Scouting organisation until the time they leave it. So from 6 years old to 9 years old, they're in the beaver section, and they follow the same programme that we do in the Cubs, which is, you know, you've got your adventure skills and you work on the adventure skills from a very low level with the beavers. We'd go a little bit more into it in Cubs, and the Scouts then take it another step forward, ventures a step forward again. And then there's adventure skills like the hill walking, for example, which you can start in beavers and you can bring it all the way up to mountain rescue level, mountain leadership level,
yeah,
within,
yeah,
the Scouts. And that kind of level then would be externally certified. Yeah. But obviously we can certify at the various different levels ourselves for the younger members.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is it's a progression from the youngest all the way through, but following the same programme the whole time.
One guy who is proud of his progression through the Scouts is Dean Egan.
Personally, I started in Scouts when I was 5, as in I started in Beavers, which is the youngest troop within the Scouts. And then from the age of 5 up to 18, I worked my way up from Beavers, Cubs, Scouts, and then to Ventures. And then I became a leader when I turned 19 because I was too old to stay as a Scout, as a Venture. So I went one step further and became a leader. I don't remember ever saying, oh, I want to be a scout. I think it was more my parents said, let's put you into Beavers, kind of an hour and a half of freedom for them and hopefully that I would learn something. But then because Beavers is more like preschool where you're playing games, you're interacting with young people, but there is that element of scouting there as well. But in Beavers, your big camping trip would be a night over in the den and you'd have your sleeping bag and everyone would be asleep by 11 o'clock because they're all young. But then when you progress into the Cubs, you're suddenly out in a tent. And then in Scouts, you're making the tent and you're sleeping out under the sky with a black bag over you. And it's that kind of progression from one to the other. The Scouts allow you to achieve what you want, that they don't just set out a list of rules. Mm-hmm. And everybody, if there was a badge for sport, everybody needs to reach the same level in sport. That's not how it works. You pick what you want to aim towards and then each person, it makes them individual, mm-hmm. because they can work towards a range of badges and a range of skills. But they don't necessarily need to be at the same level as every other member of the group.
As a Venture Scout, Dean took part in the Chief Scout Award.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to finish it because I was past the age of 18, so I had to leave. Admittedly, it would have been great to have the cert and to have it now, but it was the work that I put into the project that I think was the most important thing.
Chief Scout can be achieved in any of the sections. Ali, for instance, got her Chief Scout Award.
For the Chief Scout, I had to make something, so I made a pavlova. We had to do something physical, so I went in and helped Mommy do her work, which was help old people. And the last thing was I learned how to climb a climbing wall because I was always afraid of them. And then I learned how to play the tin whistle, and I'm still doing that. And now I'm starting to learn to flip.
Like many Cubs and Beavers and the like, Ali's jumper is decorated with numerous badges received once she fulfilled her learning objectives.
There's 36 learning objectives that the youth might not know them, but the leaders know them, that they have to hit these 36 learning objectives without the year. So there's 8 in each category, you know, 8 social things you have to do. So I've met a new friend, I've done something, you know, that's the way it goes. But they don't know that. And when they hit all them, they hit all the 36 throughout the year, they'll get a badge to say they've completed that part of the programme.
Scouting recognises unique personal achievements too, in the form of special interest badges.
For my special interest badge, I used to do swimming lessons and I moved up in a swimming lesson and I brought that in to show them and then they gave me the badge for swimming.
I made buns and I rang the bin so I'd share them out with everybody and then if you couldn't actually bring it in, like say if you went fishing, you could take a picture of it and then bring the picture in and then you get your badge.
I done swimming as well for my special interest badge and I've moved up recently to a higher level where I do 2 nights a week swimming.
On my honour, I promise to do my best, to do my duty to God, to serve my community, to help other people and to live by the Scout Law.
And why did you want to join?
Well, all my friends were doing it, so I decided to do it. And it turned out to be really good and loads of fun and we've done loads of activities. And like recently we've done surfing and, you know, we've done so many different things. We learn how to survive and we learn how to tie knots and make things that could like come in helpful. But I made loads of friends, like not even in Cubs but in Scouts because we're all really close. New people come into Cubs and they don't know as much and I find myself that I'm able to kind of show them how to do things and I'm able to like help them along.
God is it's challenging, it's adventures, I get time with my daughter, quality time, you know, and I get to see her amongst her peers, like in amongst her own age group and actually see how she really interacts and forms friendships. And it's friendships as well for me. I have some great friends now through scouting, some really wonderful leaders and messers, and there's just such crack while we're learning. And the whole ethos of scouting really appeals to me because it's all about the individual as part of the group. You're challenged to challenge yourself. You're encouraged to learn as much as you can, but constantly through enjoyment and fun and having the crack.
The Educators was produced by Monica Hayes and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee. Casey.